Isn't it great that the Lord saw fit when He left us to send us a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to come and lead, guide, direct us, to comfort us, to teach us, to inspire us. Now, Brother Ron from Set Free is going to come and share what God has laid on his heart through His Holy Spirit. Come on, Ron.
Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, giving God all the praises, the honor, and the glory. I thank the Lord for this time. I thank God for this time of revival that God will start in our hearts right here. Amen. That He will revive His peoples right here in this place. Amen. I thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity. Praise God for my friend and my brother, Pastor Mike. Thank you, brother, for being obedient to the Spirit of God when God spoke to your heart to even head up such a great thing in our wonderful city. Amen. That knowing that we're in great need of reviving, our city is in great need to be revived. And I thank God that He starts in my heart. Amen. With revival. And I pray that you're inviting in the Holy Spirit to do likewise into your heart. And our brother, Pastor Jeff, in his absence, he had the word, preached a powerful message last night. Praise be to God. He spoke on, trusting God. Amen. And in that darkness, you know, Pastor Mike shared on, last evening about when we met last Monday, and all of us was on the same page talking about trusting God. And I believe that's what God wants us to do here in this area. Amen. That we lay everything aside, we will learn to trust the Lord. Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Trusting the Lord. Amen. Pastor talked last night about trusting God in some dark places in our lives. And praise God, now that we're learning to trust God in those dark places, now we're going to ask that you continue to trust the Lord. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you will go with me to Mark chapter 8. Amen. We're going to look at Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. Say amen. When we're there, I'll try not to be before you too long, but you know, we're invited in the Holy Spirit, so I can't control how He move. Amen. We invited Him in this place, and I know He's present with us. Amen. And Mark chapter 8, verse 31 says, and He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders, of the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake these things openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. And when he had called his peoples unto him with his disciples also, he says unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, of my words, and in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he come into the glory of the Father with the holy angels. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, God. We ask, God, that your presence will remain here with us, Lord God, that you would do what only you can do. Speak through these lips of clay, Father God. I ask, God, that you hide me behind the cross, that I less of me be seen, but all of you be seen, Father God. Speak to the hearts of your people. Let no ears be dull and no hearts be hardened, Father God. But God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the praises, the honor, and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. We find here in this 8th chapter that Jesus had just finished over and following up in the 7th chapter. He had just, you know, Jesus went about doing miracles and some great things was happening. So it drew a crowd around him. And then we go into chapter 8 and we will find that the multitude was big and it had hung out with Jesus for 3 days and he had compassion on that crowd. Amen. Thank God for the passion that he have on his people. Amen. These people sat and they followed Jesus for 3 days and he had compassion and he told his disciples that he had compassion. He wanted to feed them because he didn't want them to faint along the way because they've come from a long ways. Amen. So Jesus knew that they was hungry and they was tired. And the disciples says, well, we have nothing to feed this great multitude of people. Where can we even find something to feed such a mass of people? We're in the wilderness. Look around, Lord. You know, we're in the middle of nowhere. Amen. But watch Jesus. How we have to trust God even when it seems not to have anything. Amen. When it seems like there's no hope, Jesus says, how many loaves do you have? Amen. Said we have 7 loaves. Bring those here. See, you take that little bit that you do have and give it to Jesus. Amen. They had to bring what they had to Jesus. See, the only thing that the disciples can see at that moment that there was a mass crowd and they was in the middle of nowhere. But let me tell you something. When you trust in Jesus, there's nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for my God. Amen. Amen. When we come to a place in our life where we really trust the Lord, in spite of me, in spite of the circumstance, in spite of the situation, Jesus said, bring me the 7 loaves and set them down. And said, how many fish do you have? And he took the 5 fish and he broke them and he blessed them and everybody ate and they even had leftovers. That's what happens when we learn to trust God, church. When we trust, there's no telling what God can and will do in our life when we just solely just trust him. Amen. And everybody ate. There was thousands of people sat there and ate. Amen. But now the text that I started out in and it says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. But let me tell you something. Jesus then began teaching his disciples about rejection, suffering of the cross until it was first revealed to them that he is the Christ. Amen. It was after that when he taught the disciples that they had to learn who Jesus was. Amen. They walked and they talked with Jesus and Jesus, after feeding the multitude of people and then he go and get on the ship and then he on his way on the ship, he warns the disciples about the Pharisees. They came asking for a sign and Jesus told them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, but they thought that Jesus was talking about the bread that he has already broken and fed the multitude because they forgot to bring the bread with them. But Jesus was talking about the doctrine. Amen. Be careful what you receive it as a doctrine of the Pharisee. And he continued to go on and on the way on that journey, Jesus, I can see Jesus now walking with his disciples and say, well, who do men say that I am? Oh, one says Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And Jesus turned around and made it personal. Jesus says, but who do you say that I am? Amen. Amen. And Peter said, for thou art the Christ, And we know over in the book of Matthew, it says that, it goes on to tell us, he says to Peter, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, amen. My Father in heaven, amen. And he says that he changed his name, amen. And he says, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Amen. And so we see that Peter has given the right answer. And but yet, what's Peter? As Jesus talked about being crucified and suffering all these things on the cross. And Peter began to rebuke the Lord. He began to rebuke him. Why's Peter now? It says in, that Jesus didn't, you know, begin teaching all this stuff. But then he asked him that question. And Peter spake this saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. The original language makes it clear that Peter continued rebuking him. Come on, Lord. Peter could have said, cut out this talk about crucifixion and rejection and suffering and pain. You're the Christ. Let's talk about health and wealth, prosperity, and kingdom. But there is no crown without the cross. Amen. We need to know that. There's no crown without the cross, church. And so Jesus knew that the cross was part of the plan for the beginning of the world to provide for our redemption. Jesus always sees the big picture. Jesus already knew that he will suffer on the cross. Amen. But look at Peter. Peter rebuked him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but that be of man. See, you got it all wrong, Peter. You got it all wrong. See, man's concern is about material things. We worry about the material things. Amen. See, Peter's trying to rebuke Jesus because he's talking about suffering on the cross, but he didn't understand. See, first of all, they had to learn who he had just confessed who Jesus was without the cross, the Christ. But then he want to rebuke Christ, amen. Man's concerned about the material thing, but God is concerned about the eternal. Amen. His concern is about our eternal destination. Amen. And I pray at the end of this that if there's anyone in our midst that don't know him as Lord and is not secure in your soul salvation, you need to come forth. Amen. Because God is concerned about you. Amen. And me. And that's what this revival is all about. It's for those of us that know the Lord and those of us that have not yet received him as Lord and Savior. Man's concern about prosperity, but God's concern is about security in him. Amen. And man's concern is about power, and God's concern is about purity. Amen. His concern is about purity. We spend more time trying to get rich and have this and have that. Things that we can't take with us anyway. Amen. Things that are temporal. And God trying to give us something eternal. Amen. Eternal life. For Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for who he is in my life today. I listened to Brother Rico share his testimony and his story, and no doubt that Christ lived, ruled, and reigned in his life. Amen. I watched this young man grow in the Lord and how God would change his life, took his eyes off the material things. You just get a chance to spend some time with this brother, and I watch him as he move around the ranch and not focus on material things. Amen. He spent his time in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, walking and talking with Jesus. Amen. And letting God shape him and mold him to what he will have him to be. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. A man that's concerned about his soul's salvation, and I watch him share that love with the other brothers on the ranch. Amen. I watch Rico as he spent time and see, and that wasn't even part of this message. Amen. But he shared that thing and it just resonated in my heart. And God is doing a work in his life in so many lives. Amen. I see that you learn to trust God in the midst of that. I understand. I've been there. Amen. I hadn't always pastored. Amen. I hadn't always been Pastor Ron. My name was changed from Crackhead Ron to Pastor Ron over 20 years ago. God changed my life over 20 years ago. I had to learn to trust God. I had to learn to have that relationship with God. I had to grow like Peter had to grow when Peter said some crazy things after even knowing who God was, who Jesus was. Amen. But the more we hang in there, the more we trust God, the more we lay it all out in line. Says, God, for you I live, and for God I die. No matter what, I'm going to trust the Lord, amen, and everything that I do. See, this is what God called us to do, to be changed and made new. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. There's nothing great about me. I thank God for the opportunity to share Jesus wherever I go. I'm a blessed man. Amen. I am so blessed to be in the midst of people that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. When God called me into this work over 20 years ago and placed me in downtown LA, Skid Row, with millions of people that share the gospel. Oh, what a wonderful place there was to share Jesus. Amen. And we'll find, and verse 33 says, but when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. And Peter had it all wrong. And we show where man's concern about material things and things that we want that we can't take with us. But only moments earlier, Peter had been a heavyweight prophet, having been given revelation to sustain that the entire church was built upon it. But here, he's totally off the wall. It's encouraged me because sometimes I share things that I believe are truly the heart of the Lord, only to turn around and say something else that makes me wonder why I even said it. Anybody ever been there? You say something so great, and that's where Peter was. He said a great thing about Jesus being the Christ, and then he turned around to rebuke him. He said something was so totally good, and then turned around and said something I know he wouldn't know why he even said that. He said, do you think the Father said, oh no, if I had known Peter would say that, I would have given revelation to James or John. No. No. He knew Peter, but because God the Father he wasn't taken back by Peter's mistake. He says, I understand that he must make room for our humanity. Peter will still go on. God was far from finished with him. God was far from finished with Peter. Peter made that mistake. Anybody in this room ever made any mistake? Let me tell you something. God is not done with you yet. God is not done with you. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. He's not done with you yet. Amen. I'm so glad that I serve a God that looked past my faults to see my need. I'm so glad, church, that we serve a God that just gonna kick us to the side. Amen. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. That we serve such a God, a loving God, a forgiving God. Amen. That look past our faults to see our need. God knew that there was a great work in the future for Peter. Yeah, he messed up. Amen. We talked about Peter last Sunday at church, how Peter stepped off the boat. Amen. And we talked about keeping our eyes on Jesus. Tonight we want to talk about trusting Jesus, but and not take your eyes off Jesus. I don't care what's blowing around in the world. You just keep your focus on the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's the only one that can fix things in our life. Amen. So God was not finished with Peter. God knew that Peter's only made a mistake. God is not done with you either tonight. Yeah, that thing that you're thinking about right now, God can fix that too. At the end, you bring that right here to the altar. Yeah. Bring it right here tonight at the altar and you leave it with the Lord. Amen. Cause he can fix that. And we honestly give it over to him. I'm a living witness. I told you part of my story, how I was in that cardboard box when I was homeless, crying out to God. God, I can't do this anymore. I am so tired. God, I just can't live like this no more. And God used a child about Mercedes age, a little girl, in MacArthur Park. And here I am pushing my shopping cart, sucked up, tore up from the floor, looking like Don King by the head, smelling like dumpsters. And God sent that baby to me. And that little girl came to me, looked me out of the eye, and said, Mister, Jesus loves you. And here I was, nasty, dirty, stinking, crack addicted, and God reminded me, even in the midst of my mess, that he loves me. What a great God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. And my life changed that day and that part. Pushing a shopping cart. God showed up to me in the trash can. I'm in the trash can digging for cans and bottles. But God showed up. He showed up. We're blessed tonight. We're in a tent, but God showed up at the trash can through the mouth of a babe and reminded me that he loves me. Woo. Somebody needs to hear that because my testimony wasn't even part of this message. Somebody needed to hear that tonight because that's not part of my message to talk about me. I can't talk about Jesus. Amen. But somebody needs to hear that. I don't know what your struggle is tonight, but let me tell you something. God can fix it. I dare you to trust him. Amen. Give your heart to Jesus and just come sincere. Yeah. I told Cynthia, I said, well, I'm just going to go up to him low-key tonight, but I don't know. This thing like fire. Shut up in my bone. I thought I was going to come up and just be cool and share a couple words, but I don't know. I feel the presence of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit up in this place tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad. That Jesus met me right where I was at, set free. I'm so glad. New life that God is in the blessing business. I'm so glad. High Desert Baptist, that the Spirit of God is moving in this place. I'm so glad that God looked past faults to see needs. Only if we learn to trust him, if we give God all the glory. I want to give God all the glory for everything that he's done and yet doing in my life. I'm so glad. Y'all excuse me, but I feel all right. I feel all right. I'm going to get through this message. I want to get through this message. But I feel all right. I love the Lord. And he heard my cry. And he pitied every groan. I'm so glad that God met me and made me who I am today. I'm so glad. Jesus, I got to get out of this thing. I got to get out of it because I feel all right. I want to finish this message. I'm trying to get there. Yeah. You don't forgive me, but I feel all right. Every time I think about the goodness of the Lord and all he done for me, it gives my heart joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Y'all bear with me. I'm going there. Glory. Woo. Glory to his name. Jesus. I stand here and I look at all these testimonies. See, you got to understand what God has fashioned over at the ranch. We learned to trust him. He put our lives on a potter's wheel and he saved us and mold us to what he have us to be. Right now, I'm looking at some finished work. God ain't done with it yet, but God has changed your story from whatever it was to whatever it is on earth. Somebody, whoever you are tonight, you ought to hear these awesome testimonies and trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. I don't understand why it's going like this and why it's going like that. But let me tell you, just trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Let me tell you about the God that I serve. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful God he serve. There's got to be the Holy Spirit, because he'll took me in a whole different direction. Forget what I got here. I need a priest what God has given me standing here right now. I love God. Somebody, you're in the right place to hear about the goodness of the Lord and all that he can and all that he will do. Oh, glory. Glory to God. I ain't got but a few more minutes. I got to get to the rest of this. I'm going to get there, Pastor. I'm going to bring it to a close. But God is so good. He's so good. Anybody in this place know him? Anybody in this place know him? He's a way maker. He's a way maker. When there seems to be no way. When there seems to be no way. You get on your knees and you invite Jesus in. Hallelujah. We always tell my God, deliver me from this and God, deliver me from that. I just want to say, Lord, would you come in the midst of my situation? I'm not asking you to take me out of anything. If you just walk with me and talk with me, I know it's going to be all right. I love the Lord. I trust in Jesus. Anybody trust in the Lord? Glory to the name. And when he has called his people and to him with his disciples also, he said to them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. Are you willing to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus? Let me tell you, Jesus spoke not of self-denying, but denying oneself. And between the two lies a momentary differences. Amen? It talks about denying thyself and self-denial. Self-denial, the denying of one's own interests and needs, self-sacrifice. But denying yourself is to deny, is decide not to have something that you would like, especially for moral or religious reasons. He denied himself all pleasures and luxury. Hallelujah. We're going to follow. See, the Son of Man, hallelujah, have no place to lay his head. He wasn't worried about material things. He was about his Father's business. Say, foxes have holes and birds have nests. But the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. But he was saying, just pick up your cross and follow me. Hallelujah. Anybody in this place is willing to deny yourself today and pick up your cross and follow Jesus. We had to deny ourselves of our own ways. Pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Because the life we live today is not the life we lived yesterday. Because we begin to pick up our cross and make a step every day. And thank Jesus for bearing the cross and for my life and for others' life. Learn to pick up that cross daily and follow Jesus. So Jesus turned to and he said to the peoples and to with his disciples, whosoever, hallelujah, I lived in Compton before I moved up here, pastored in L.A., I remember going down by Luther's Park when we had the Set Free Church in Compton, and the Bloods would say to me, "Little Tommy, you was with me then." Hallelujah. They'll say, "Well, hey, brother, who you with?" I said, "What gang you with?" I said, "I'm a part of the whosoever. I'm the whosoever crowd. Whosoever will pick up the cross and follow Jesus. That's who I run with today. The whosoever. Hey, brother, what's your gang? My name is the whosoever. I'm following the whosoever." So I became one of those whosoever, because I decided to, I'll pick up my cross daily, not every other day, but daily, and follow Jesus. Sometimes, let me tell you, it's hard on this journey, but we talk about trusting the Lord. I come to realize where I end and where he continue. Take me on this journey, because I come to realize apart from him, I can do nothing, absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Well, let me hurry up and get to this close. I'm going to walk through this thing. How much time I got, Pastor? I'm going to get through it here in a minute. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. For whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel, the same shall save it. Hallelujah. It's talking about me giving up my ways and following Jesus. Following the Lord. The more you live for yourself, the more miserable you'll be. We have all found this to be true to one degree or another. If you want to feel miserable, start thinking about yourself. Woo! Hallelujah. Wondering how you're coming across, how you're doing, how you're doing, how you're feeling when you take the temperature of how you're doing, what you're feeling, what we're thinking, who lose the very essence of what it means to truly live. And listen to this, church. It is in saving others that we so often save ourselves. Amen? When we get out of self and be concerned about the things of others, amen, it's when we often save ourselves. And helping others that we help ourselves is in giving to others that we get ourselves. And it's when we die to self that we find life. It's when we die to self, it's when we find life. When we learn to trust the Lord Jesus, for what shall it profit a man that he should gain the whole world, lose his own soul? Amen. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me
Or what shall a man give in exchange for life? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words and this adultery sinful generation, of him of whom shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he come in the glory of the Father with the holy angels. We wouldn't sell our souls to Satan for $1 billion, but yet actually we often give it away. We wouldn't sell our soul for $1 million, but often time we give it away. Amen. Whenever we allow some cheap trickery, momentary pleasure, and earthly relationship come between us and God. Amen? When we allow things to come before, between us and God. Whatever that thing that we might be struggling with tonight, give it up. Don't let that wedge be between you and the Lord. Amen? Whosoever this therefore shall be ashamed of me and my word, and this adultery and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he come in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. In closing, there is no such thing as a closet Christian, secret saints, or disguised disciple. It's always been this way. Where are you? God called to Adam, not because he couldn't find him, he couldn't find Adam, but because he wanted Adam to come forward and admit his sins, his need to get right. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. A public call, amen? God came walking through the garden in the cool of the day, Adam, where are thou? It's not because God didn't know where he was at. He wanted Adam to know where he was at. He had sinned, and he was distant from God. Amen? Who is on the Lord's side? Moses asked the Israelites. The son of Levi stood with Moses publicly, even though to do so was at odds with the rest of the tribes. Who is on the Lord's side? Asked Joshua, as the people was challenged publicly to make a stand. Who's on the Lord's side? As for me and my house, glory to God, we is going to serve the Lord. Joshua made that cry. Amen. As for me and my house. A public call, amen. It wasn't private, it wasn't disguised. We're going to give you an opportunity in just a moment to answer a public cry, to come and give your life to Jesus tonight, amen. And how long halt ye between two opinions? If God, if Baal be God, then worship him. If God be God, then you worship God. How long halt ye between two opinions? If God is God in your life, yeah, you worship him and praise him. If God, it ought to be some evidence that God rule and reign in our life. Maybe tonight there's someone that's struggling in your walk. First of all, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, wouldn't invite you to come forth. Hallelujah. As my brother, Pastor Mike is going to come and he's going to pray with you and pray for you. Maybe there's someone that's sitting here tonight, just like Peter. You remember when they arrested Jesus and took Jesus from judgment hall to judgment hall? The Bible says that Peter followed Jesus from a distance. Maybe you need to step it up because you've been following the Lord from a distance. That's all right. Come on tonight. Say, I want to step it up. I've been lagging back, but I want to be closer than I ever been before. I want to know this Jesus like you intended for me to know. Would you come? Maybe you have some physical, financial, marital things that you want to leave at the altar. Say, I need prayer tonight. How would you guys come and play something? And play something that we open up the altar for prayer. Hallelujah. There'll be any
Come forth. Give your heart. Don't worry about what nobody else thinks. Just your soul salvation. Whatever your prayer needs are, when you come tonight, I'm going to step down. I'm going to meet you right here. Hallelujah. When you come down right now, give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to the Lord. If I was you, I would put off the chain for tomorrow. Give your heart to Jesus. Or maybe there's just something going on in your life. You want to sign a gap for a better friend, a loved one. You want to tell it all to Jesus. Would you come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you come? And pray me. Come forth. Give your heart to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How great that.
Glory.
Hey, he said.